Welcome to Israel 18 Muse at 9 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a bright and sunny morning across Israel. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are experiencing clear skies, while Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze. Perfect weather for being outdoors today. Here are today's headlines. First, Netanyahu faces delicate talks with Trump on Iran, Gaza, and the West Bank, according to Ynet in earlier reporting. Also, the IDF prepares to demolish homes of terrorists involved in the West Bank shooting attack, as reported by the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour. Also this hour, the IRGC has declared the UK a definite and legitimate target if it aids the US in war, I-24 News reported 2 hours ago. Separately, Trump's new deal with Saudi Arabia highlights Israel's challenges, as discussed by Forward in earlier reporting. And finally, a woman has been charged over an alleged slur at the Bondi massacre site, according to Australian Jewish News from earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Frymet Roth, mother of Malki Roth, urged President Trump just minutes ago to address her concerns. The Times of Israel reported earlier that settlers allegedly torched a mosque and blocked roads in the West Bank, with no arrests made. Samer Sinijlawi, a commentator on the conflict, wrote earlier that double standards in reporting incidents between Israelis and Palestinians remain a significant issue. Now for more on those stories, starting with Netanyahu's talks with Trump. According to Ynet, Netanyahu is set to discuss intelligence on Iran's military rebuilding. He plans to oppose Saudi uranium enrichment and the sale of F-35 jets to Turkey. These talks could significantly impact Israel's security strategy and its relationship with regional powers. Turning to the IDF's actions in the West Bank, the Jerusalem Post reported that the military plans to demolish the homes of terrorists who carried out a deadly shooting attack on Friday. This move follows the death of two Israelis, Maj, Yuval Ezra, and Chief Sergeant First Class Benaya. The demolition could heighten tensions in the region, affecting both Israeli and Palestinian communities. Meanwhile, the IRGC's statement regarding the UK raises international concerns. As I-24 News stated earlier, the UK has responded by affirming its readiness to protect itself. This development adds another layer of complexity to the already strained relations in the Middle East. In earlier reporting, Forward highlighted the implications of Trump's deal with Saudi Arabia. This agreement, which paves the way for a civilian nuclear program in Saudi Arabia, poses new challenges for Israel's regional security and diplomatic efforts. And finally, in Australia, a 67-year-old woman has been charged for allegedly using anti-Semitic language at the Bondi massacre site. As reported by Australian Jewish News, this incident underscores ongoing tensions and the need for respectful discourse in sensitive areas. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reported earlier that two fugitives from the Great Scam have been extradited following a dramatic capture at Ben-Gurion Airport. Separately, according to CTEC, Intel's CEO emphasized their clear strategy and improving execution, boosted by rising AI demand, in a statement from earlier this week. And finally, Globes reported earlier that Israel Railways faces more disruption after the disqualification of Yaakov Marciano as acting CEO, deepening the organizational disarray. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 10:00 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.